Exercise 13. The last exercise in this section involves emotions, one partner at a time. Standing facing B without speaking, A deliberately allows himself to feel fear. You might take your mind back to a situation you remember feeling it in the past. Try not to act afraid or send it up. The more genuinely you can feel and convey the emotion, the energy of fear, the more useful the exercise. B should simply receive without resistance, feeling what A is emoting. After a few minutes, stop, shake it off, exchange impressions. Then B has a turn with the energy of fear. Pause the recording here while you exchange impressions. Take some time. Make sure you've shaken fear off before you start the next emotion, which is anger. While A is silently emoting anger, B should simply allow the energy of anger from A to pass through them in an accepting, non-judgmental way. Try not to resist the other person's anger, but do observe if you feel the instinctive fight or flight impulse within yourself. How does your energy react to this emotion? This is your astral body you are feeling, and there will be all sorts of associations with every emotion. Simply be aware of what you feel without resistance, and it will pass. After a few moments, stop, shake it off, and exchange your impressions before swapping. Pause the recording here. The next emotion in this exercise is sadness. Again, try not to act it or send it up. The more genuine the emotion, the better. Go through the same process with sadness. Remember to let it go completely at the end. Pause the recording here to do the exercise or exchange impressions. Shake off any remaining sadness. Now repeat the practice with joyful excitement. Pause the recording while you do the exercise and exchange impressions. Finally, repeat the exercise with admiration. Pause the recording here. Finally, repeat the exercise with admiration. Pause the recording here. I hope you made sure you shook off each emotion after the individual exercises. If not, shake them off now. Share your overall impressions. Did you find that some emotions came from the one center, while others came from others? Did you find yourself, in general, coming from more than the one center or all of them? Pause to explore this with your partner and come back for a summing up. End of exercise 13.